Okay, let's begin our discussion of Beitza Daf Chav Gimel. Beitza Chav Gimel is all about other inyanim of Yantif, and we are going to discuss a detail of a shita that comes up here in terms of the Malacha on Yantif. Malacha on Yantif, this shita is quoted twice in Tosfos and Shas here, and Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Hey, and it has to do with lighting fire on Yantif. Lighting fire on Yantif. So starts off with the Gemara here on the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis and going over to Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about the halacha. Let's start with lighting a fire. The Gemara says on the bottom, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Al Gabi Gacheles Aser, Al Gabi Cheres Mutter. If somebody puts spices on hot coals on Yantif, that's not allowed. That's usher, because the hot coals will extinguish, the spices will extinguish some of the coals, and that'll be extinguishing, and then the coals will light some of the spices, and that'll be fire, and that's not, as the Gemara says, that's not something that most people enjoy, what's called shavah l'chol nefesh, and therefore it doesn't have the heter of l'chol nefesh. Al gabi cheres mutter, but putting some spices on top of a hot piece of earthenware, there's no fire. It's just a boiling hot piece of earthenware. That's allowed. That's allowed. Why is that allowed if it's on cheres? So Rashi says, "Dekibui leka." You're not extinguishing anything, right? The only earlier part was putting it on coals. That would be extinguishing the coals a little bit. The havara nami, and also lighting fire. The hot cheres is going to light the spices on fire and cause a nice smell, which usually we say is not allowed on Yantif. Why? Because remember, on Yantif, only what is recognizable hana'a, benefit for most people. If most people would benefit from this, if only a few people would benefit from this kind of smell or taste, so then we say it's not allowed on Yantif. Only what's normally accepted. So here, Rashi, so why is it mutter? So Rashi says, no, avaranami ayde shinu hi kilachar yad. Now here, this hot lighting of the fire is done in an unusual way. You don't usually light things on fire with a hot piece of earthenware, usually use a fire, and here you usually go a piece of earthenware. So that's why it's unusual, it's shinui, and valeki sura daraisa. It's done in an unusual way, and it's not in sura daraisa. So putting those two together, or it's havara done in an unusual way, and therefore it is an issa d'rabanan, so we would allow it in this case. And Rabba argues, he says, even on a cheres is asur, because you're molid recha. Not our topic now, but you are creating something else. Molid is a big topic. Fine. But we're going to focus on the first line. Agave cheres mutter. So agave cheres mutter, Rashi says, because it's lighting a fire in an unusual way. That's why it is allowed. Tosfos quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi, Mishum she'ein kan kibui, right? There is no extinguishing. V'mishum havara havayavar kalachar yad v'shar latzos b'yantif. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Different opinion. Pirish, the shaper havayavar kadarka. No, it's lighting the fire. You're lighting fire on Yantif. This is so unusual, right? Putting it on fire. Maybe in those days they used to cook with very hot pieces of cheres, very hot earthenware, and you put stuff on it in order to cook. That's not unusual, says Rabbi Yitzchak, but it's still mutter. Why? Because Makam Sharia, here's the key line. De kesavar, de havara shelo letzorich, shari lasosa biyantif. Wow. Lighting a fire on Yantif is mutter, period. Even not for a Sarech, even not for an ochal nefesh need, right? We think, we've been discussing that yesterday we had a shiur, and we had a shiur earlier in the Masechta on Mitoch, that certain malachas, since they're mutter for cooking purposes, so they're mutter even for non-cooking purposes. I'm allowed to warm up water on Yantif. I'm allowed to wash dishes in hot water. Why? Because I can warm up water to drink from. I can warm up water to wash dishes from. And I can do various malachas, even shelo letzarech ochal nefesh, as long as there's some type of tzarech. Tosfos here has a chiddush gadol. Tosfos says that lighting fire on Yantif is mutter. Period. Period. Without tzarech. V'chein masha b'Yerushalmi. And Tosfos says, that's also the Yerushalmi in Beitza says that. Tosfos quotes, let's leave that Yerushalmi for a second. Let's see the parallel shita. This same shita is quoted in Tosfos and Maseches Pesachim on Daf Hei and Rebeis in the name of the Riva. The name of the Riva. What is the Gemara talking about there? If you remember, the Gemara on Daf Hei and Pesachim is talking about how do you know what Tashbisu means? What is the word Tashbisu? You have to do Tashbisu to your chametz. So what does that mean? So machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn it. You have to burn your chametz. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, it just means destroy it. You can throw it to the wind. You can crumple it up. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that it must be a malacha burning. Why? Rabbi Akiva says the following in the Brisa. Eino tzarech, harei yu omer, ach biyom arishon tashbisu sa'armi batechem, on the first day, and also we assume that, we're proving that when the Torah says the first day, it means, well, we'll see, we'll get there. Ach biyom arishon tashbisu sa'armi batechem, on the first day, which we know according to the Torah Shabbal Peh, means Erev Pesach, destroy chametz from your house, fixiv kol malacha lo sasu, and we know you can't do any malacha on Yantif. Umatzinu lahav arashihi av malacha. So, Rabbi Akiva says, the Torah says you have to be Tashbisu on the first day, but you can't do Tashbisu on the first day, because Tashbisu, destroying your chametz, is an Av Malacha, which you can't do on Yantif. So that's why it must be Tashbisu means on Erev Yantif. That's the Torah Shabbal Peh. That when do we destroy our chametz? Erev Pesach, not on Pesach. Even though the Torah's Lashon is on the first day, which we might have said it means the first day of Pesach, Torah Shabbal Peh tells us, no, it means on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara learns from here, three things about Rabbi Akiva Shita. But the one important for us is, the Gemara says, Shvami Neimi Rabbi Akiva Tlas. One of them is, you have to burn chametz. You can't get rid of it by crumpling it up to the wind, because that's not a malacha. And number two, Shmami Na Havara L'chalik Yatzos. What does that mean? So we know, Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Shabbos, on the Vayin, the Torah tells us, don't do malacha on Shabbos. And then the Gemara goes out of its way to tell us, don't light fire on Shabbos. Lo savaru esh b'chol mosh v'seichem. So why does the Torah have to go out of its way to tell us that you can't light fire on Shabbos? You can't do any malach on Shabbos. You can't plow on Shabbos. You can't clean on Shabbos. You can't separate on Shabbos. You can't build on Shabbos. Why does the Torah have to tell us that you can't light fire on Shabbos? So that's a machlokas tanaim. Machlokas tanaim. Whether we say Rabbi Nassan holds l'chalik yatzos. You know why he picks fire? Because it's just giving one example regarding all malachas. If I do five malachas on Shabbos, I get five averis, not one. And you know that by the Torah saying one of them separately. Don't light fire on Shabbos, that means each one really stands on its own. And that's called l'chalik yatzos. That's Rabbi Nassan. But Rabbi Yossi holds l'lav yatzos. You know why it says fire differently? To minimize the malacha a fire on Shabbos. Even though all the other malachas, if I do a malach on Shabbos, b'mezen, I'm chayav misa, but when it comes to lighting a fire, lo savaru lalav, it knocks it down. The Torah knocks it down to a lav, and it's not karis. It's not karis. Why does it knock it down? Okay, that's a kasha, but that's how Rabbi Yossi understands, the lav yatzos. So said, that's the background. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva must hold l'chalik yatzos. Why? That it's a real bona fide malacha with an iser karis. Because if he held like Rabbi Yossi that is the lav yasas, it's knocked down, then what? That's not clear in the Gemara. How do you understand this line of the Gemara Pesachim on Dav Hei Mabes? That Rabbi Akiva, by saying that you can't light fire on Yontif, you can't burn your chametz on Yontif, he must hold like Rabbi Nassan against Rabbi Yossi. Why? How does that? You know, how do we know that? So Rashi Tosva says two days. Tosva says, well, maybe because he calls it the word malacha. Okay, so it's a linguistic issue. Number one. So it says the word av malacha. But then he says number two. V'yoda amar riva. Delamanda amar lalav yatzas. Says Tosva. Here's the riva. The same dea as in our Tosva here, and based on Daf Chav Gimel. According to the riva, says Tosva, if on Shabbos, L'lav yatzas. If on Shabbos lighting a fire is not an iser kares, it's only a lav, then it's mutter on yantif. Lo haya aser b'yantif. Kivan she'ein she'malacha alecha. Says Tosfos. This is now an added chiddush besides how Tosfos in our sugya explains it. Tosfos here gives a svara for it. Our Tosfos says that there's a daya out there that says you're allowed to light fire on yantif. Period. And that's what the day is in our Gemara. You're allowed to light fire on Yantif for no reason, not for washing your hands. You're allowed to light, even if it's for not a tzarech. We'll get to a perfect example of this, by the Shem, in a minute. Tosfos there just adds a wrinkle, and that is, it's according to the opinion that says, l'lav yatzas, meaning, if on Shabbos, the lighting of fire is knocked down to a lower level avera, meaning it's not an Isser Karis, it's only an Isser Lav, then it's going to be Mutter on Yantif. It's going to be Mutter on Yantif. Meaning, only full-fledged Malachis on Shabbos are then transferred to Yantif. If they're not full-fledged Malachis, they're knocked down one, so then it would be Mutter on Yantif. So that's that Shita again. This is the same Shita that it's Mutter on Yantif. We just added, and Daf Hei Mabez is only according to the opinion of Lalav Yatzas. So now Tosas, back to our Tosas. Tosas says, and this is the issue of Ner Shel Batala. Ner Shel Batala. Why is this so halacha l'maisa? So it's more halacha l'maisa, I would say, in Chutz La'aretz than in Eretz Yisrael, that many have the minhag of lighting a yardside candle whenever Yiskar is said. Right? Many have that custom. So in Eretz Yisrael, where there's only generally one day of Yantif, so when do you light the yardside candle? On the day before. On the day before Yom Kippur. On the day before the last day of, day before Shemini Atzeres, the day before, on a weekday. But in Chutz La'aretz, where there's 2 days of Yantif, so often the yardside candle is lit on the day of Yisker, which is the last day. So Shemini Atzeres, that Yisker is the day before. It's the first day of Yantif. But let's say the last days of Pesach, the last day of Pesach is Yisker, so you light it on Yantif Sheni. Are you allowed to light a yardside candle on Yantif Sheni? Right? On Yantif? Why? What's the issue? The issue is, you're allowed to light a fire on Yantif whenever there's Tzorech. Mitov, since you're allowed to light a fire with Tzorech Ochol Nefesh, you're allowed to light a fire with Shalom with Tzorech. But we know you need some type of Tzorech. You need some type of Tzorech on Yantif. So, is a yardside candle serving your purposes in any way? It's called a Ner Shel Batala. So, is that allowed? So, that's this issue in Tosfos. So, Tosfos quotes, well, that's, yeah, according to this sheet of the Riva, yeah, that's this Yerushalmi. V'chein Mashreb Yerushalmi. Ma Vadluki Ner Shel Batala B'Yantif. Reb Yossi Asar. Reb Yossi says Asar. The Rishash points out that the two Reb Yossis don't work out. Right? There must be a different. Rishash says maybe there's a different. There's a Reb Yossa who's an Amora in Yerushalmi, and Reb Yossi who's a Tana here in Bavli. Because Reb Yossi is the one that says, Lalav Yatzas. He's the one that should say, it's mutter to light the candle. Okay, so it's two different shittas, he said. For Rabbanan Sharu, Vitam Man Da'asar, Savar, Da'avar Lachalak Yatzas. Oh, so here Tosfos says what we said in Pesachim. Da'avar Lachalak Yatzas, Vavi Malacha, V'azal Asaz Abiyantif. If you say Lachalak Yatzas, as we said, that lighting fire on Shabbos is the same as all other malachas, so that it's not going to be mutter on Yantif. Uman Deshari, Savar Lalav Yatzas, V'avara Shalol Tzarech, Mutter Lasos Abiyantif, V'lo Havi Av Malacha. So this is the Shita again. Do we paskin this way? So that is something that we try not to lachadchila. We try not to lachadchila, meaning to light a ner shel batala, meaning if somebody's going to light a yardside candle, better to light it before Yantif. If somebody's not going to light it before Yantif, so then it's better to light it in a place where you're going to get benefit from. Meaning light it along with the other, somewhere where you're going to eat, where you're going to get some benefit from. The Shulchan Aruch says, ner shel batala, simin tuf kuf yud dalid, sif hey. This is in Hilchas Yantif. Ner shel batala, dahainu she'einu tzarech lo. A ner shel batala that you don't need. You're lighting a fire you don't need. So the question, why would you ever light a fire if you don't need it? This is the example. Right? A yardside candle. You're not using that for any purposes. Aser lahadliko. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's aser to light a ner shel batala. Right? We pass it like the sheet that says aser in the Yerushalmi. Right, the Mishnah Berurah continues regarding this. Aval shel beis hakneses l'chashav shel batala. Any candles in shul is not called batala because that's l'kavod beis hakneses. Umotel adliko afilo biyatav sheni achar mincha. Ve'ein bazeh mishum meichel l'chol shaharei bahadlakaso yesh mitzvah la'osa shah. Right now, you're making it lighter in the shul and this kavod to have candles in the shul, so therefore, lighting it in shul is okay. So what about, lighting it at home? So, l'chadchila, one shouldn't do it, but the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah discusses here that there are those that do it, and b'shas hadchak efshar diyesh lahatir b'chol gavni tavi ke'ei ner shel mitzvah shul l'kavod avosav. It is a tzarech for you. I'm doing it for l'shem the neshama of my relative. I'm lighting the candle. It's not a tzarech I'm going to get benefit from, but I'm going to get a benefit for the neshama. So that's why bidi eved, if somebody has this minhag, and if somebody didn't light it before Yantif, or is not lighting it in the place where you could benefit from, so the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Shmir Shabbos quotes this in Perek Yud Gimel, hadlaka neiros v'beis hakneses, o hadlakas or l'tzorach mitzvah acheres, kagom shas bris milah, eina nachsheves l'hadlaka l'batala. That's allowed. V'chein ogin to light candles in shul b'shas haskaras haShabbos b'yantif at the time of Yisker. What about at home? Ner zikaro, ner neshama, shemadlikin bebayis, sorach shezliko be'erev yantif. It's best to light it on Erev Yantif. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Lo ezliko be'erev yantif. You couldn't. Maybe it's the Yantif Sheni, or it's right. Is you don't have a Yartzeit candle, it's going to last more than 24 hours, and you want it to last on the second day. At least light it in a room that you're going to eat. Right, you're going to eat. Better to light it in a shul. And if not, you can light it at home. Right, also at home. Right, that's the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah. If you don't have a choice. Fine. So that's Lamaskara, what we paskin, Lachadchila, try not to. There are two assumptions of this amazing sheet of the Riva. Again, the Riva that says, you're allowed to light fire on Yantif, period. Right? According to him, according to the Riva, you could light, there's no problem with lighting a Yartzeit candle. Just we don't paskin that way, Lachadchila. Right? We try not to. But the two assumptions of the Riva. Number one is, according that this machlokas of the Lav Yatsas and Lachalak Yatsas in the Gemara, about whether lighting a fire on Shabbos is Chayiv Kares or only Chayiv Alav. So the Gemara doesn't really have nafkaminas. Has one nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? Do you get Malkus or do you get Chayiv Isa for Shabbos? But Riva just added on another amazing nafkamina, which the Gemara didn't say. Meaning, what about Yantif? This machlokes about lighting fire on Shabbos has an important ramification for lighting fire on Yantif. So that is assumption number one. Assumption number two is, maybe this was the first assumption, you might understand that machlokas very differently. Meaning, what does the Riva say? That right when Rabbi Yossi says that Havara is Lalav Yatzas, that it's knocked down to not Chayev Misa, but only Chayev Malkus, it changes the nature of the Malacha. It's not really a full-fledged malach on Shabbos. It's not really malach on Shabbos. So that you might not have said. The Menachas Chinuch says, what's the Riva talking about? The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah, Reish Sadech Chesif Hei, says, this is a full-fledged malacha. Okay, you're right, you're not Chayav Misa on it, but it's a full-fledged malacha with a Ptur. With a Ptur. It's not that it, whether according to the Riva, there's only 38 malachas on Shabbos. Right, lighting fire is not really a malacha, right? That's the Lashon Tosfos used. Lav shei malacha alei. So the Minchas Chinuch says, no, of course not. It is a malacha. You're right. You're not going to be chayav misa for it. It's not a chayav kares. It's knocked down a little bit in terms of the punishment. But definitionally, it is a malacha. That's the language of the Minchas Chinuch here. And see, he argues with that assumption. Don't tell me. And therefore, if it's a full malacha, even though it's a misa, of course, when you transfer it to Yantif, it's going to be asar on Yantif the same way. Says the Menachas Chinuch, Uman Damer Lalav Yatsa Sfirle, Tahatora Hotzia Menachlau. The Torah knocked it down a little bit. This isn't like a new invention, like the Menachas Chinuch says, Tchumin on Shabbos, right? Going outside the Tchum. So that's not based on any malacha. Or Mechamer. Mechamer means leading your animal. Those are two inventions, though those two might be d'oraisa, but it doesn't. They're not connected to a malacha. But lighting a fire on Shabbos? So even if it's knocked down to only be a lav, of course it's a malacha on Shabbos, says the Menachas Chinuch. After he bechal malacha, tohayi b'mishkan, mikom akum zeros hakasavu, deinu chayiv ski l'rak lav, v'ilav da'osi hakasav mi'aklal, if the Torah wouldn't have said this, hava amina t'chayiv ski l'rak lav. You would have been chayv skila, ki hi malacha kamo shar malachas, davim mimishkan. V'lo matzina davim malacha gerua, rak hotza. Wow. And we don't find that the Rishonim call a malacha inferior, except for the malacha of hotza. Way back on Shabbos Davbeis, I think that's when we had a shiur about this, right? The hotza is an inferior malacha, because you're only going from place A to place B, you're not changing the item at all. You're just carrying it somewhere. So says the Gemara, only hotza is a malacha gerua. V'im kein. So even though on this you're not going to be chayiv skila mikol makom, because the Torah was gozeret, I believe a chal malacha, but it's still malacha. V'im kein amaylo yib yantiv gamkei b'chal malacha. So yantiv also it should be a malacha. So therefore the Menachas Chinuch can't understand why the Riva would say that it is not a malacha. This pashtus Mishnah in Megillah also seems to be against the Riva. Remember what the Mishnah says? Ein bein Shabbos liyantif el ochel nefesh bilvad. Right, that's the Mishnah in Megillah. The only difference between Shabbos and Yantif is ochel nefesh, preparing food. What's that? According to the Rifa, lighting fire. According to the Rifa, you're allowed to light fire on Yantif. Period. Even for no good reason. And on Shabbos, obviously, is Asur. So why did the Mishnah say that? The Mishnah said there's a big difference between Shabbos and Yantif. Lighting fire. Right? Unless you say the Mishnah, this is how you'd have to answer. Unless the Mishnah is only within the world of Malachos, this isn't a Malacha. Within the world of Malacha, the difference is Ochel Nefesh. And lighting fire isn't even a Malacha. That's a huge Chiddush. That's what the Sholem Eishiv says, how the Riva would have to read it. Or that Mishnah is only going according to the opinion of Havara Lechalik Yatzas, and not Lelav Yatzas. Either way, this is a big Chiddush to suggest that. Is there anyone who agrees with this Riva? So we don't have time to go into it, but if you look, there's a Rashba in Yevamos on Daf Vavam and Aleph. There's a Rashba in Yevamos there that the Achronim, just to give him our Makom, the Divrei Yecheskel and Siman Yud, says maybe that Rashba is like the Riva here. He uses it to try to explain to Rabbeinu Chananel in Psachim on Daf Hei. But either way, this is a very halacha lemaisa machlokes regarding a yardside candle. But it's about the shita of the Riva of lighting fire on Yantif. One small detail in the world of Malacha on Yantif, but it comes up right here. Tosfos in Beitzel Chav Gimel, Tosfos in Psachim on Daf Hei. Those are the two places where it's found in Shas. Okay, we will stop here.